This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio college students just finished a spring semester that was disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. In early March, schools stopped in-person classes and switched to remote learning, upending campus life. A Kent State University journalism class spent the week after spring break recording diaries about their experience. For Madison Woodring, it was all about spending time with family and finding motivation to do schoolwork.
I've spent a few weeks social distancing now. It's really been a lot because of so little that's been happening. I haven't worn real clothes in days. Like around, 8, 9 p.m., I go from my daytime pajamas to my nighttime pajamas because what's the point of even getting dressed? You know, it feels like I don't have school. Like, it feels like I'm on winter break, even though I know I'm not. So it's really hard to find the motivation to want to do all this stuff because I'm not at school. I'm not doing my classes in person. And deadlines can kind of fly past you by accident if you're not careful. It's just been a lot to kind of deal with. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, which is entertaining. A lot of true crime lately. Now I'm in one of those moods where I just want to listen to it for some reason. Maybe because it makes my life feel like it's not as bad, because at least I'm not, you know, dead in a ditch somewhere. March has been such a long month. Like, the beginning of March feels so long ago. It feels like I've been gone from school forever because time has been going by so weirdly. And there's not much I can really do about that, but try my best to stay positive. April's probably going to be the same way as March, so I don't know why I'm so excited for March to end. My mom went grocery shopping today. We made a huge list of things we wanted because we're pigs. Even though for me personally, like, food hasn't even tasted the same. Like, I have been way less interested in eating than I am normally. Like, I still eat as much as I need to for the day, but it just does not taste as good for some reason, and I just have little motivation to eat. I hope that this will be insightful to my future self if I can ever leave the quarantine.
It's April 1st, and God, do I wish this all was an April Fool's Day joke, but it's not. This is my real life, and it probably will be for the foreseeable future, so that's really fun. What have I endured today? My brother is literally driving me up a wall. The demented me music, you know, from the Wii has begun again. He's been playing it on and off again for the past few hours. It's probably one of the worst noises in the world. That even when he plays it downstairs, I can hear it from my room on the other side of the house. He had us do a scavenger hunt today. He set pieces of paper on the house that we had to look for. And the end said, "There is no prize, April Fools." What a great metaphor for life. Oh, another thing that happened is there's these things on Facebook that's like, who is most likely to? And it lists a bunch of things like, who is most likely to be dramatic or sleep in the most or be bossy or whatever, and we played that. My mom decided which of me and my siblings was the most. I was the most laid back. My brother was, of course, the loudest because, oh my God, he's so loud. It is April 2nd, 2020. I did some painting today. Every day for the past, I think today's day 16 of this, I have been writing letters to my boyfriend. Just to keep track of things, but I'm putting them in this box that I have, and I've been in the process of painting the box. It's not a very big one, but still takes a lot of effort because I'm trying to make every side different. I'm also lazy, and I'm not that good at painting, but it's the thought that counts. I got nothing better to do. Oh, accidentally, my sister and I wore the same clothes. We both have the same green t-shirt and black pants, and we both wore them today without thinking of it. So my mom took a picture, and we look eerily similar. Everyone thinks she's my older sister because she's taller, but she's 5 years younger than me.
So today is Friday, April 3rd, and I would say that today was actually pretty good. I actually did some stuff today, like, out of the ordinary. So we went on a walk, my dad, my brother, and I. We walked around our neighborhood for a mile. And now I have gross blisters on my feet because I didn't think we'd be walking that long, and I wanted to wear my new shoes. And surprisingly, it wasn't really that much of a ghost town. Like, there were people outside, you know, like kids in driveways with their siblings and stuff, and, you know, dogs. The only real difference was there wasn't very many cars passing by. I mean, it really didn't do much, but the longer we go through with this, the easier it becomes for me, I think, because, you know, it just becomes normal at a certain point. It becomes what I'm used to. And honestly, it was more scary, like, that first week, because things were changing very, very fast. But now that I've experienced it firsthand, now that I kind of know what this is like and what I'm experiencing and that I can handle it, it's become much easier for me. And I'm glad I've come to that realization, because it's really the only way you can cope with this.
That's Kent State journalism student Madison Woodring. You can find more student diaries at wksu.org/coronavirus.